Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
In Matthew 22, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. The word heart there means from the core of your being. Love the Lord your God from the core of your being. With your soul. Your soul is the expression of what's going on in your heart. And the word soul there, as well as it being connected with heart and connected with mind, which we'll look at in a moment. The soul there is like your very breath of your being. So Jesus, when he spoke those words, he says, love the Lord your God from the core of your being, with the very breath of your being. And then he says, with your mind. And the word mind there means deep thoughts, imagination, understanding. It's like Jesus is saying, love the Lord your God with the core of who you are, with every breath that you breathe from the depth of your being. That your heart, your soul, your mind, your whole being is consumed with him. He is consumed with each one of us. His heart is consumed with his children. His being, we know he's spirit, but he is consumed with his children. His mind, his deep thoughts, his imagination, his understanding is full of his children. There's not a moment where he is not thinking about you and I. He is not speaking over you and I. He is so infused, so at one with us. We see his heart through the cross to make it possible to come and live on the inside of each one of us. So inseparable did he want to be with every one of us, with every person on the planet, that he said, I'm going to make a way. I'm going to make a way. Defeat sin and death and go through hell, as it were, to come out the other side, so that the way is opened for every person to have me come and live on the inside of them, infuse my very being on the inside of every person that opens up their life and says, God, I want you. God, I need you. My heart is to constantly fill you with my presence, to fill you with my spirit, for my spirit to be overflowing in you constantly, every moment of the day and night. So infused with you that my life flows in you every given moment, because I want you to live in the fullness of my life. I want you to live in the abundance of my life. I don't want you to live in any kind of separation or orphanhood or anything that would say you're unworthy or not good enough. I want you to live in the fullness, the abundance of who I am. And I release my spirit afresh. I release my spirit afresh to fill, to fill, to fill, to fill. just when I was praying this morning, and again, just during the worship, the beginning part of the meeting, I could just see God wanting us to respond to Him this morning. As a fresh consecration to Him. And we've had three nights during the week, earlier in the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, where it was surrendering afresh to Him on Tuesday, encountering Him and His love on Wednesday, and Him imparting His holiness on Thursday. As I've been praying last night, this morning, and in the worship, for us to consecrate ourselves afresh to Him. And what I saw was us coming out of our places, coming and filling the space at the front and at the sides, and if you need to, in the aisles. Whether we just come before God. God, I want to surrender my life afresh. I want to consecrate my life afresh to You. Recognizing, Holy Spirit, I need You. I cannot live a self-powered life. I need You, Holy Spirit. I'm dependent on You, Holy Spirit, to live, to hear from God, to worship. Let's just respond to Him this morning. You probably need to stand or rise out of your places, come down the front, the sides, wherever. But let's respond to Him this morning. We're responding to Jesus in Matthew 22, verse 34, there where He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. From the very core of your being. The very core of your being. With every breath of your being, with the deep thoughts and imagination and understanding of your mind. It's like coming and bowing before Him afresh, saying, God, I am Yours. I am Yours. I'm not my own. You've bought me with a price. I belong to You. I want to live in 2017 a set apart life. I want to live a consecrated life. I can't do it without You, Holy Spirit. I want to surrender afresh to You. I surrender my body. Just surrender your body. I surrender my heart, your motives, longings, the very core of your being. Just surrender your heart. My mind, your mind, just surrender your mind afresh. Your time, relationships, finances, possessions, everything you have, everything that God has blessed you with. If you're married, just surrender, consecrate your marriage, your husband or your wife afresh. If you've got children, consecrate your family afresh right now. Just be speaking with Him right now. Put words to what is in your heart. Do more than just thinking thoughts about what you want to say. Put words to it. When you put words to it, it has so much more meaning. When you put words to what is in your heart, what is going through your mind, what you want to say to Him, the desire, the longing that you have for Him. When you put words to it, you engage with God. And when you put words to it, it has to flow from a heart of honesty. Don't worry about feelings. You might think, well, I don't feel very much at this moment. Some of you might be massively encountering God. Others, you might, I'm not sure what I feel. Don't worry about those. Just set your heart towards Him. Father, I give myself afresh to you today. I surrender my mind, my thoughts, my deep thoughts, imagination, understanding. I surrender my very being, the core of who I am. It's yours, it belongs to you. I surrender afresh to you right now. Holy Spirit, would you come and fill every part of my being? Would you come and saturate every part of my being? Will you fill every part of who I am? Fill me afresh, Holy Spirit. Would you come and consecrate right now, Holy Spirit, this body, this heart, this mind, this soul, this life afresh. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Just how much the Holy Spirit, you need Him. I need you, Holy Spirit. I need you, Holy Spirit. I need you, Holy Spirit. Say to the Lord, you're opening up your life afresh for Him to lead you this year, to lead you this year. Open up your life, open up your heart and your life afresh to Him for this year. As a church, we want to live walking with Jesus this year. We want to walk with Him this year. We want to walk in His ways. We want to walk in everything that He has for us as a people. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We want to be a people willing in the day of His power. We want to be a people willing in the day of His power. The word willing there in Psalm 110 verse 3, where it says a people willing in the day of His power. The word willing there means to be a free offering. A people who are a free offering in the day of His power. Just offer your life afresh. Offer your body afresh. Offer everything of who you are afresh. Today is the day of God's power. We know He's going to come again. And in those scriptures, in one says that's what He's talking about, Psalm 110, that when He returns in the day of His power. But also there's a reality to that day by day, that we live as a people of His power, of His life. And God wants us to be a people who are willing, a people who are a free offering in the day of His power, today. In 2 Corinthians 6, verses 1 and 2, it talks about a day of His favor. And it's the day of salvation. And in this time, in this hour, in this moment, in this season, we want to surrender afresh, be consecrated to Him in His time of favor, in this day of salvation. A people willing, a people being a free offering in this day of power. So that He can work in freely and work through powerfully. If there's troubles, challenges at this moment, just surrender them right now. Put them right at the feet of Jesus. Maybe there's some people struggling, saying, man, if you knew what was going on in my life, you wouldn't. Just those things, surrender them to His Lordship. He is big enough to move in and do whatever is right and needed in your life, in your situation. No matter what's going on, just bring that to Him. Surrender. If that's something you're struggling to get past, to receive from Him this morning. Just hand it over. Well, God, I give you this situation. I give you where I'm at. I give you this crisis. I give you this moment of challenge. I give you this thing, whatever it is. Say, God, I give it to you. I lay it at your feet right now, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One of the phrases that God's given me for this year is simply, it's time. It's time. It's time. Time for what? Our response to Him is everything. It's time for us to respond to Him with everything. With not half measures, with not what suits us, or what might be preferential. I believe God's saying at the start of this year, it's time. Firstly, for everything. For everything of who we are. To be surrendered and given over to everything of who He is. And it's like Pastor Colin was speaking about on Tuesday night, that we can either live like a hospital drip, trying to give some medication, that we can either live like a drip that's dripping, or we can live like a drain pipe that has a bit more of a flow, or we can live like a flood drain that is massive, that can handle so much power going through it and energy. And as we surrender everything at the beginning of this year to His everything, it's like we open up our lives to be like a storm drain where he can just pour Himself in and pour Himself through. This is a new day. The rest of your life starts from today. What is past is past. Whatever happened up to yesterday is finished, done, gone. Today is a new day. Today starts the rest of your life. Any regret, if there's anybody living with any regret, God wants to cut that off right now, so that you don't live with anything of the past snagging you in the present that stops you moving into your future. Any regret, hand it over to the Lord right now. If that's you, just, God, I give you that regret. I give you that. I blew it. I did this, that, and the other. What God loves to do, He loves to take the mistakes that we've made. He draws a line and said, that's parked, that's finished, that's done with. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to restore whatever was lost, and I'm going to restore it. Whatever has been eaten away in the past, I'm going to restore, multiplied, multiplied, multiplied over into your life, so that you don't live with regrets, but you live in a place of total thanksgiving and amazement at what I'm doing in you at this moment and what I lead you into. So that we live free from the past and we live in the now of what God is doing in our lives, and we're stepping into everything that God still has for us. Maybe simply just say to the Lord, Father, I want to be a storm drain. I want to be a storm drain. I want to be a storm drain where my heart, my life is wide open to you, to who you are, to what you're saying at any given moment, to me and to us as a body, what you're saying and doing in my life and in us as a people, how you want to flow and move and work through this vessel, this body, this that belongs to you, that you've purchased with your blood already on the cross. When I surrendered that day, either last week or many years ago, and gave my life to you, when you came in and you then, it became yours. Just open up fully to you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We are totally, totally, totally dependent on you. Totally dependent on you. You surrender your work life, your business. You surrender all of that to the Lord. God doesn't want you to work in your workplace or your business. He doesn't want you to do that in your own strength and power. He doesn't want anybody to, if this is relevant for you, He doesn't want you to separate your work life or your business life from your, if I can put it this way, from what you might perceive as your spiritual life. You know, that's what I do as a job and or as a business or as a career, but and then there's that the other part of my life. You have one life. There aren't compartments. You have one life. And God is in you. And because He's in you, He's in everything, every part of your life. And He wants to be the center of every part of your life. So just put Him center in the workplace. Put Him center in your business. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Are you willing in the day of His power? Are you, the word willing there also means available. Are you available? Are you a free offering? Do you want to say, God, I'm a free offering. Available in the day of your power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We're spending 36 days praying, fasting, different lifestyle for 36 days. We fast because we want to meet with God in a fresh way. We want to not do some things we normally do, but instead give ourselves more to Him so that He can do what He wants to do in us. But in God's heart and mind, that's one part to the fast and fasting. But He also calls us to a fasted life. Because we're not of the world any longer. We might be in it because we live in the world. But when you give your life to Jesus, when you surrender your life to Jesus, the Bible says that we're not of the world any longer. That means we're not like we were before we knew Him, just living like the world lives. And praying and fasting, particularly when we add fasting to prayer, it helps to restore maybe where we've stepped back a bit. Helps to enable us to bring us into a new place with God that then God wants us to live in the good of, to move forward and grow in. But in God's heart and mind, that's one part to the fasting, is knowing Him. But the other reason why we pray and fast, as we see in Isaiah 58, is to loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, and for every yoke to be broken. There's always an outcome to everything that God does. There's always a purpose to everything that God does. When you give your life to Him and you surrender your life to Him, and He comes into your life, that gives you eternal life. But between this moment and then one day when we're going to be with Him, there's things He wants to do on the earth, in us and through us as people. And we want to live a set apart life. We want to live a consecrated life. We want to live a surrendered life. We want to live as a people willing in the day of His power, as a free offering in the day of His power, available in the day of His power, the day of His favor, the day of His salvation. We want to live like that as people, individually and together as a body, because God wants to loose the chains of injustice. The word loose there means to shatter, to break off, to destroy the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, and to break every yoke. See, we're here to be a people who are consecrated, so there are breakthroughs, there are breaking outs of the things of God in and through our lives, in our families, our workplaces, our communities, our streets, with our neighbors, in our towns, where we're from, where we are, out into this region and beyond. God has called us to live as a set apart people. He's called the church of Jesus Christ to be living as a set apart people, because there's things He wants to do on the earth that He does through a consecrated people, that if we just live with one foot here and one foot there, that's compromised in terms of what God wants to do and what God can do, because He chooses to work through His people. And I believe God's saying, it's time. It's time. It's time for everything of who you are to be given to everything of who I am. And as you give everything of who I am, there'll be a flow of everything of who I am in and through your life in a way you've never known and seen before. One of the things God is saying about this year, I believe, and I know Pastor Colin is the same, is that as we pray, we're going to see immediate answers to prayer. Immediate answers to prayer this year in 2017. It won't just be, well, let's pray and one day we'll hope to see it, or one day we're going to see it. No, there's going to be, we're going to pray one day and that day we're going to see answers. We're going to pray the next day and we're going to see it, pray answers that day. Because now is the time of His favor. Today is the day of His salvation. If we live as a people willing in the day of His power, set apart, consecrate, there's a greater flow of His life through our lives. We need to understand, this is not a works thing. If I do this, then God will do that. What we're talking about is spiritual principles here. The spiritual reality of how God works in people's lives, in a church, in a body of people. As we surrender, as we live consecrated, as we live set apart, there will be just a flow of Him in a greater way. Because instead of living like a medical drip or a drain pipe on a house, we're living like a flood drain, like a one of those things, so that there just will be, just because of how God works, there'll be a greater release. It's not like God sits on His throne and says, if you do that, I will do this. The spiritual kingdom principle is surrender leads to greater release. Because where there's surrender, there's a greater openness. Where there's surrender, there's a greater love. Where there's a surrender and a greater love, there's a greater obedience. Where there's a greater obedience, there's a greater release of God's life and power. Where there's a release of God's life and power, there's a release of things that happen. And One of the things I believe God wants this year to be is a year of the Holy Spirit. A year of the Holy Spirit. A year of the Holy Spirit this year. The book of Acts talks about the Acts of the Apostles. That's what is titled there. It's really the Acts of the Holy Spirit at work through His people. You read through, the Holy Spirit is active in every chapter all the way through, doing amazing things. It's the Acts of the Holy Spirit through His people, the church. Jesus, we thank You, we praise You. We give You glory and honor. We praise You, we praise You, we praise You, we praise You, we praise You. A year of worship in Jesus. A year of the Holy Spirit at work in us and through us. A year of being totally dependent on You, Holy Spirit, to fulfill every promise that's come from the throne, every word that You have spoken. We know it can only be fulfilled through You, Holy Spirit. So, Father, I don't know about anybody else, but I just want to open up my heart and my life afresh to You, Holy Spirit, today. That You would come and fill, You would come and baptize, You would come and immerse, You would come and saturate, You would come and be fully operational in this body that belongs to You, in this life that is Yours. Let's stand to our feet, everybody around the room. Let's stand to our feet right now. Just raise your hands as high as you can. Like you're not just holding them out in front to receive, but you're holding them as high as you can, as if to say, God, I want to stretch my life right open as fully as possible so that You can fill every fiber of my being, so my heart, the core of who I am, cries out to You in worship, so my soul, the very breath of my being is breathing who You are. And my mind, my deep thoughts, my imagination, and my understanding are full of You, Father. So that this life, this body, this temple of Your Holy Spirit, this living stone is completely full and overflowing with who You are. Consumed with You, full of You, saturated with You, flowing with You, flowing with You, dripping with You, Father. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just raise your voice right now. Put that in your own words. Put it in your own words, not just in tongues, but put it in your own words right now. From the core of your being, from the breath of your being, every part of your being, just tell Him, God, I want to be full, overflowing, saturated with the abundance of who You are. Holy Spirit, I want this year to be a year of total dependence on You. Total dependence on You in my daily life, in my marriage, in my family, in my workplace, in decisions, in everything that takes place this year. I want it to be a year of total dependence on You, Holy Spirit. Oh, I need You, Holy Spirit. I need You, Holy Spirit. I thank You that You baptized me afresh today. I thank You that You fill me afresh today. I thank You for Your grace, which is the enabling of God. I thank You for fresh grace right now that enables me to live and move in You, Holy Spirit, this year. To walk in You, to walk in Your ways. To be led by You, fueled by You. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. His name is the Holy Spirit. The Bible doesn't say He's... I know there's other phrases it uses to describe the nature and the character of the Holy Spirit. But the name in the Bible is the Holy Spirit. So firstly, just thank Him that He has made you holy. Because you can't receive the Holy Spirit unless you have been made holy. Because the Holy Spirit won't come and live in somebody that has not been made holy. He will speak to people. He'll reveal who the Father is. He'll show people who Jesus is. But he can't come and live in somebody that hasn't surrendered their life to God until they've been made holy. And when somebody surrenders their life and recognizes, I need to be right with God. I need to be in right relationship with God. I need to be forgiven. I need to be cleaned up. And when somebody gives their life to Him, they repent of their sin. They ask for forgiveness. They turn around from the life they've been living. And God forgives at that moment and cleans somebody up on the inside. And then somebody says, God, I surrender everything to You. Everything to You. I surrender my mind, my heart, my body, everything I have. I surrender my life to You and I ask You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. God responds and He comes to live in somebody. That's a work of the Holy Spirit to enable somebody to be, as the Bible says, born again. You have a new birth. You have a new start in life, and that new birth is now you become a child of God. It is a work of the Holy Spirit that He does in us, but then the Holy Spirit wants to come and live in us. Because we need the power of the Holy Spirit then to live the life that we've now been brought into. And so His name is the Holy Spirit. And therefore we want to live holy. You can't do it in your own strength. Otherwise it's striving itself. Effort is just works, trying to be good, trying to be godly. That's why Jesus came. Because people couldn't be godly in their own efforts and strength. They couldn't reach Him. So God came down, said, I'll come down to you and I'll do everything that's necessary to make it possible for you to know Me and become a godly person. So you have the Holy Spirit inside you if today you know Jesus, you've given your life to Him. Maybe there are some people here today and you don't know Jesus, you've never surrendered your life to Him. Maybe you've been in here this morning thinking, wow, this is a bit different. Never been to anything like this before. But yet on the inside of you, there's something going, God is real. God is real. And you can respond to Him in the same way everybody else is today. And that first step is to surrender your whole life, your whole being, everything. Because that's what it requires. That's what it means. Actually, it's not a. This is what it means to give your life to God. It means to surrender everything. Absolutely everything. If you're at that point this morning where you're like, I want to surrender my life to Him, I want to surrender everything, I want Him to be Lord of my life, then you're ready to respond to Him. If you're not ready to surrender absolutely everything to Him, then you're not ready yet. Because to give your life to Jesus is saying, I don't want to live my life my way any longer. I want to live the way that You want me to live. And I want to live with Your life in me. If you're ready to surrender, you can do that right where you are, just as a first step response this morning. You can just simply say whatever's in your heart to Him. God, I surrender my life. I surrender myself. I surrender everything. Whatever. God hears the cry of the heart. Father, I thank you this is a year of consecration, a year of the Holy Spirit. It's a year of prayer being answered immediately, today. You know, this is going to be a year of victory and overcoming as well. You know, 2017, the number 17, when you break it down, 10 and 7. 10 and 7 mean this pretty similar things biblically. And they mean, 10 means complete and perfection, and 7 means completeness and perfection. The number 17 means complete and total victory, and it also means complete and total victory over the enemy. It means overcoming in total victory over the enemy. So 2017 is a year of total victory. And if God's saying it's time, then it's time for that total victory in what hasn't been a victory in your life, where stuff has been a challenge. It's time for that overcoming, that total victory. Does anybody believe that this morning? Faith is active. When you activate faith, things change around you. Things don't change until faith is activated in some way. And faith is activated by hearing from God, hearing from His Word. So let's stand together. Let's stand together as one body, one people. 2017 is a year of saying to God, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours. Everything is yours. It's a year of overcoming. It's a year of victory. It's a year of breakthrough. It's time for things to be broken if they need breaking. It's time for stuff to change if it needs changing. Now is the time. Today is the day of God's favor. Now is the time for those things to happen. If you take a position of, well, I'll wait and see then. I'll wait and see if that's true. At the end of the year, you will still be waiting. We're not called to wait for those things. We're called to possess those things. And we possess what God says with faith and by faith. And faith is a conviction on the inside. When God speaks, it's like, that's it, I've got it. He's spoken, it's done, sorted. And then you don't find yourself praying loads and loads of words to try and get God to do it. There's a conviction and assurance on the inside that just says, well, God has said it. So in the name of Jesus, I command that thing to stop once and for all. I command that sickness to go once and for all. I command that thing to change once and for all. I'm not having it any longer because God has said. A little bit more faith in the room would be good, because God has said. Amen. Come on, let's stand together. And let's just declare His victory over this year. Let's declare His victory over this year in our marriages, families, workplace, friends, neighbors, streets, communities, towns, the 25-mile radius in the nation, where the world is in turmoil. How are things going to work out? Our feet are not on shifting sands. Our feet are on the rock of salvation. They're on the rock of certainty. They're on the rock of assurance. So we don't have to live in fear or wonder or doubt or unbelief. We can live knowing that God is in charge. He rules and reigns. Our lives are in His hands. And as we listen to Him, respond to Him, and obey what He says, we're going to walk in His goodness, walk in His abundance, walk in His life and His freedom, and everything that He has for us personally and corporately together as a body. Father, we praise Your name. We exalt Your name. Come on, let's shout. Let's shout. Let's shout His praise. His praise. His praise. Over our lives, over the church, over Horsham, Crawley, Worthing, the town where you live, the village where you live, this 25-mile radius, over the nation, England, Scotland, Northern, Southern Ireland, Wales, we declare your life, your goodness, your kingdom come, your will be. praise your name. We praise your name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know that God is good? How many of you know that God is good? Amen. Just turn to somebody or a few people around you and say, wow, I'm glad I'm on God's side. Thank you, Jesus. Just right where you are. Stay standing for a minute, okay? Just stay standing. We're just going to pray over the people that we have written on our prayer request cards, people that we want to see either healed or come to know Jesus, or marriages or job situations or circumstances that need to be different than they are at this moment. How many of you know that God is the one who can change things in people's lives? Come on, let's just raise our hands. Thank you, Father. You know every person better than they know themselves. You're the answer, the supply for every person's situation. And so, Father, we thank you for a release of your word and of your Holy Spirit into every person's life right now. Father, we thank you for people coming to know you. We thank you for healing in people's bodies. We thank you, Father, for your provision in every way, financially, and in works and in jobs and in every situation. Father, I thank you for restoring of relationships, friendships, marriages, whatever is needed. Father, we thank you for a release of your life into these people's lives today in the name of Jesus. Not tomorrow, but today, Father. We thank you. We praise your name. Come on, let's give God a shout of praise. Today is the day of his favor and salvation. Let's just get our finances ready. If you got your tithes and offerings, we're going to give to the Lord. If you got your tithes and offerings, thank you, Jesus. Say, we are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Tithes and offerings. If you're from the Crawley congregation, if you're going to put an envelope in, you can just jot on it Crawley. Crawley Kong or Crawley, whatever, that's fine. Just makes it a bit easier for the guys in the finance office to make sure your finances goes into the Crawley finances. If not, don't worry, we can sort that. Father, we thank you that as we walk with you, we walk in your goodness, we walk in your abundance, and we walk in your blessing. We thank you, Jesus. Let's just worship as we give to the Lord this morning.
Forevermore to him.
we thank you that you're starting the year with us as you mean for us to continue on throughout this year with you. We just speak your goodness, your increase, and your abundance over every one of our lives. Just expect God's goodness this year. Expect increase this year in every way. Increase in your relationship with Him. Increase in the quality of your relationships. Increase in the quality of your marriage. Increase in what's happening in your family. Increase in your workplace. Increase in your business. Increase in every facet of your life. Increase in seeing friends and family coming to know Jesus this year. Anybody with me? Anybody with me? It's a year of increase this year. So, Father, we thank you. We praise your awesome name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.